In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Two staffers in Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn's D.C. office have tested positive for the coronavirus, according to the Denver Post, and others are experiencing symptoms. The congressman's spokesman told the paper that staff will work remotely for the next 2 weeks. She said Lamborn does not have symptoms and that a congressional doctor advised he does not need to be tested or go into quarantine. Lamborn attended an in-person fundraiser last night in Colorado Springs. Democratic Senate candidate John Hickenlooper raised nearly $23 million during the latest fundraising quarter. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
That total is more than four times the amount of Hickenlooper's previous quarterly haul. Hickenlooper is locked in a tight race to unseat first-term Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Gardner's campaign said he will release his fundraising totals by the October 15th deadline. Hickenlooper's campaign said nearly 500,000 individuals gave to the candidate in the last quarter, and 97% of those donations were less than $200. The campaign saw an increase in donations after the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado State University's Energy Institute now is the first public hydrogen fuel station in the state. It's one of the only electrolyzed stations in the U.S. that can generate hydrogen on site by splitting water molecules with electricity. Hydrogen, a cleaner alternative to fossil fuels, can power fuel cell electric vehicles of any size, including heavy-duty trucks. The station will be used to train students in hydrogen technology. Right now, it's 52 degrees in Denver, only 28 in Meeker, 43 in Delta.